Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature the top experts on all things tax to help you understand, navigate, and resolve all your tax-related issues. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, I'm Alan Rolnick. I'm the host of the Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature guests and talk about issues from all walks of life, from taxes to health to economics to personal finance, sales and marketing and employment, and many more. I have with me Dr. Jeremy Weiss from Rise 25 here, who has done thousands of interviews with successful leaders and CEOs. And we have flipped the script, and he will be interviewing me today.
Alan, nice to be here. And you know, there's nothing more stressful is getting a letter from the IRS. All right. I mean, there's maybe a couple things, but that's probably high up on people's lists. And so we're going to talk about when you get a letter, the different letter types of letters you get from the IRS and how to handle them. Right. And if you listen to other podcasts, we talked about the audit letter. We've talked about the discrepancy letter. Now we're going to talk about a letter. Let's say you get a letter saying you owe money. Right. And we're going to talk through that. Before we go through that, this episode is brought to you by TriStateTaxResolution.com. And, you know, when I know, Alan, people call you when the IRS comes knocking. And the scenario is they may have back taxes and the IRS continues to threaten them. But if you know someone who's experienced this, tell them to call Alan. He's been helping people for over 39 years. And, you know, the people you know experience this probably won't tell you necessarily, but common situations around it, maybe someone's going through a health crisis, maybe they're having debt from medical care, maybe a divorce, maybe losing a job. So, you know, just mention them, check out tristatetaxresolution.com and you can email them. They also have a three-step guide to getting rid of the IRS in a positive way. So Alan, tell me, you get this letter, not you, but someone gets this letter saying you owe money.
I've gotten the letter myself.
You have?
Yes.
And were you nervous?
And it's very for some, even though I help people, other people get out of this stuff. When you see that letter, you get this pit in your stomach.
Yeah, thinking about it.
It happens to me.
Why did you get the letter?
I got the letter because they claimed that I was missing something off the tax return. Some income missing. So, you know, me a wise ass going through my tax return, and I see it's right there. And somehow they missed it, or they couldn't match it up.
Oh, it was there. They made a mistake.
They made a mistake. So that's why I got it.
So what do you, I don't know if there's a scenario you can walk me through. You don't have to use people's names, but what is your advice? Someone says, Alan, they call you. I got a letter saying I owe money. What do I do?
Well, there's a couple ways they can handle it. If it's under $10,000, they probably could take care of this themselves. I will just guide them through the steps as to what to do. You know, they can call the IRS directly. If it gets above $10,000, I mean, you have the choice. You can either do it yourself, or you can turn it over to me, and we respond to the letter. But you have to open the letter first. You just can't put it to the side, because what happens? Most people put the letter to the side. So another 5 weeks, 6 weeks goes by, and you get the second letter, and that letter is a little stronger. You didn't respond to the, you know, it says you didn't respond to the first letter where, you know, you still owe us such and such.
Is that pretty common? People are just afraid to open it.
They don't open them up. They ignore it. They think the problem's just going to, you know, just go away. All right. So they get the second letter. And like I said, the second letter usually says is a little stronger than the first, and says, you didn't respond to the previous letter that we sent you, and you still owe us the money. Plus the interest and penalties are
adding up.
Okay. So some people will open the second letter. Some people will not open the second letter. So then the third letter arrives, And this one is a little bit more threatening. It says, we are going to levy your state income tax refund, whatever government payment you'd be getting, they'll levy it. Maybe it's even your Social Security check. Okay, so that's what the third letter says. And again, some people finally opened up the third letter. And then you got to deal with it. Many people will not even open that letter up. So you have three letters.
They're just worried. Is that why?
Are they worried?
I mean, is that why? I mean, the third letter, what happens? I mean, the interest keeps accruing. I mean,
yeah, the interest keeps accruing. The penalties keep accruing. It's not going to go away by itself. The IRS doesn't disappear. So they ignore the third. Now, not many people ignore the third letter. Finally, they get the certified letter that says, we're going to levy your wages. We're going to levy your bank account. We're going to levy everything that you got, including your mother-in-law and your dog and your children.
Wow.
Now, certified letter usually gets people's attention. But in some cases, that doesn't even get their attention. What finally gets their attention is that the government finally comes in and wipes out the bank account.
Really?
Wipes out the bank account.
And they can do that. They could get access to the bank account.
They can do that. They'll put a levy on your wages. They can even go as far as if you're a professional. They can levy your payments that you get from your clients. So
wow.
that's what finally brings them to come in and to try to mitigate the problem.
You can't mess around.
No, you can't mess around. This is serious stuff. The IRS is not fooling around. They haven't been bothering people because of COVID, but my understanding is that they're gearing up. And I also am hearing that some letters have already gone out. And actually, letters that should have gone out last March, when all this COVID stuff started to happen, they're first sending those letters out now.
Mm.
You know, but they put a blurb in there saying that you have such and such a date to respond by, even though the letter itself says you should have responded back in April of 2020.
What are some of the scenarios that you see someone, it's more than $10,000? What happened?
Sometimes they don't realize it. I mean, you know, sometimes they don't realize it. Sometimes they just don't have the money, and they sort of ignore the fact that they don't have the money because the government hadn't been bothering them until now.
Mm.
You know, and again, they ignore the letters because they still don't have the money. And then finally, a lien arrives. And then you got a problem.
So someone may not have the money. What are there any other scenarios? Like I mentioned in the beginning about health stuff or divorce stuff. What other?
They don't have the money because, God forbid, somebody's been sick.
Got it.
Some other personal thing happened. It's not important at that time. So they have to deal with the health issues or the job loss or there's a divorce going on and the strange couple can't settle it between the two of them. So things get out of hand, or they're going through this divorce and one of the spouses finds out that I didn't know we owed this money. I didn't know, you know, you said we were up to date. So, you know, things come out in the wash in different ways.
Yeah. I have one last question, Alan, but before I ask it, you know, we could point people towards the website. And
website is www.tristatetaxresolution.com or www.thetaxresolutionninja.com.
Yeah, check them both out. Check other episodes out. I know you have a wide range of people that have been featured on the podcast and topics. So,
yeah, lawyers, financial people.
Yeah. Last question, what's the craziest story that you've heard of why someone has had back taxes?
Craziest story.
I'm sure you've heard it all.
Yeah. Craziest story is that, there was this gentleman called me, said he had a business, I don't know, back in the early 2000s, and gave the business to, he just walked away from it and gave it to his employees.
Mm.
Well, it turns out that the employees didn't pay the payroll taxes. They didn't pay some other. I don't think they paid the corporate income tax, the business income taxes either. And the man forgot to take his name off the business. You know, he still had title to the business. Well, the IRS put a lien on him because they wanted the money for the taxes that he had nothing to do with. That's a crazy story.
So don't give your business to your employees. Well, or if you do.
Question is, if you sell your business, question is, the thing is that if you sell your business, make sure that your name is off the ownership.
Very good. Alan, thank you as always. Everyone check out more episodes of the podcast, check out the website, and thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for doing the interview. And just listen to my past episodes. I think you'll find interesting stuff on them.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Be sure to click subscribe to get updates on our latest episodes.